Welcome to the Eden Assignment, sponsored by the American Martial Arts Alliance Institute. Nominate your martial arts hero for the 2020 AMAA Legends Awards Banquet. Visit our website, www.whoswhointhemartialarts.com.
Hi again, everybody. Welcome back to the Eden Assignment. I am Karen Eden. Now, we're living in some very troubling times right now. In my lifetime, I've never seen such troubling times. And I got to tell you, I got a kid getting ready to go into the world as a young person, and it gets a little scary. I know it gets a little scary for all of us because we want the best for our offspring, and we want to know that as we get older and wane in our years that we're going to be taken care of. And I mean, in the long run, a lot of what's going on can certainly cast shadows and doubt and definitely a lot of fear about the future of this country and this world. Bear with me today. I apologize. I've got something going on here in my throat. But anyway, you know, when you go from a worldwide pandemic and then you go into such chaos after it's over, and like a lot of these small businesses, they just can't get a break anyway, and it's just, it tears at your heart. A lot of people at this time will start to question their faith. They start to question their faith. Is there really a God? How can God allow something like this to happen? You see, people's faith will waver because of the physical circumstances that they see or even become part of. I mean, even the Bible says in this world, you will have tribulation. You're going to have problems. And it says make sure that your spiritual understanding is set on solid ground, not on sinking sand. But if you happen to be doubting your faith, if you happen to be wondering and wavering on exactly what you believe or if there is a God, I want to break this down and keep it very simple. You see, faith requires a certain amount of surrender. And that's what I want to talk about this evening is surrender. Here's the bottom line, guys. If you don't have faith, you cannot be operable in the spirit realm. And if you don't know how to surrender, you cannot have faith. I always put it this way. It's like you say you're a person of faith. Maybe you believe in God and Jesus Christ like I do. But you go around, it's like you're constantly and forever boxing shadows. That comes to the point where you're not learning how to surrender. There's a lot of stories in the Old Testament, which is why we still need the Old Testament. And I say that because a lot of religions don't, Judeo-Christian faith, are actually taking out the Old Testament. I hope they won't do that. There's a lot of stories in there that you need to read and understand what is that exactly going on between these mere mortals and Father God. And one of them is Joseph. Joseph was the loved and chosen child of the 12 brothers, and that made them jealous. And so they decided they were going to sell him as a slave. Man, you talk about having some mean siblings. Poor Joseph. They put him in a pit. They put him in a pit kind of to make it like a prison, a holding area, until the foreigners passed by, and they were Egyptians, and they sold the young boy, Joseph, as a slave to get rid of him because they were so jealous that their dad loved Joseph so much. You know, at that point, when you're put in that pit, in that prison, and you're being sold as a slave into a foreign country, that's going to challenge your faith. I'm sure he was in that pit, and his faith was very challenged. But at that point, he really didn't have a choice but to surrender. When you come to a place where someone puts you in a pit, you either learn to surrender or you're going to lose your faith. You lose it. The story of Joseph is my absolute favorite story in the Bible. I hope you read it sometimes. It goes on to tell about how he rose from being a slave boy to a great high commander, he was in charge of overseeing, I guess he was like a high overseer under the king at that time, where he made sure that there were food and that kind of stuff. And they went into a famine, and Joseph, because of his ability and his gifts from God, were able to save the land through his ability to interpret dreams. And ironically, years later, probably 20, 30 years later or more, his brothers came back because of the famine, begging for food, and didn't recognize Joseph. And it's an incredible story, but I bring that one up particularly because there's a certain amount of surrender when you're put in a pit to be sold as a slave that you're going to have to embrace if you're going to be someone who operates in the spirit realm and say you're someone of faith. Daniel in the lion's den is another one of these stories. You know, when Daniel, I always say right when he's at the edge of that den with those hungry lions, you better surrender at that point that God's got you because you're going in. I mean, people would think, well, Daniel prayed. He was a prayer warrior. I mean, that was the whole problem. He kept praying to God, and the king didn't like that. The king didn't like that and wanted him taken out because the king wanted all the prayer and the glory for himself. Daniel would refuse to do that, and because of his great faith, he was put right there at the edge of that lion's den, and you would think, well, God will save him. God won't allow Daniel to go in that lion's den. But guess what, ladies and gentlemen? God did allow Daniel to go in the lion's den. That's right. He allowed the lion's den after all that prayer. What does that tell you? That tells you that you need to pray and you need to surrender things because God does have you, even when you don't think so. Because guess what? He went down into the lion's den and the lions weren't hungry anymore. Like, oh my gosh. I don't know if you gave them acid indigestion. They're like, oh no, we're full. We're good, Daniel. It's an amazing story to show you that even when you think you're going all the way into a den full of lions, if you pray and you surrender, see, that surrender is part of the faith act. It's faith when you surrender. Okay, so there's David. David, you know the story of David, a teenager practically, when he slayed the giant and became a great king. I'm sure there was a point when he was facing that great giant, he had to surrender. He had to surrender totally into God, the will of God, of what was going to happen. You know, in martial arts, and if there's any martial arts listening to me, you know what I'm talking about. There are principles of surrender when it comes to warriorship, especially when it comes to the samurai class. And, you know, I'm not bragging, but let me just brag for just a second, okay? Because I never really brag about myself, but I want to let you know that I am a direct descendant of the samurai warrior class, Seiwa Genji and the Minamoto clan. That's where my people come out of. And I am a multinational young lady here, and I'm very proud of my Asian heritage as well as my Native American heritage. And I have 14 heritages. I'm proud of all of them. But I know a lot about the samurai class warriorship because I study a lot and I've been told stories about it from my own family. Samurai, when they go into battle, they automatically have accepted the fact that they're not going to come back. And all warriors do that, whether they're in the military now, even law enforcement now. You've already signed off and accepted the fact that you might not come back. Matter of fact, when you join the military, you already sign your will before they take you in. You do your paperwork. You sign the will right there, saying in the event of my death, this is what I want to happen. You do that because you're a warrior. That is a contract of a warrior to have to do something like that. But when it came to the samurai class, they didn't view death as a horrible thing. They learned to surrender that fact that they may not come back alive. When you talk about even the wild kingdom and you talk about wolves are very interesting creatures because they kind of just roll with the punches and they just accept whatever the day brings. Every day they have to try to get food. And sometimes they're successful, but most of the time they're not successful. They get a good kill, which should last them, hopefully, for 2 or 3 days, but they got to go back and do it again, the whole pack. They have to learn how to set this up, and they have to learn how to roll with the punches of whether it's a good day and they get a kill or they don't, or it's not a good day. or maybe they get killed. I mean, it's part of the animal kingdom. In the spirit realm, when you apply the principle of surrender, amazing things will happen. And maybe people can say, you know, I don't know how to surrender. That's a very good question. It's a very understandable question. You know, I've been accused of being a control freak, and I'm not going to deny that. I don't take that as a cut down. Through the experiences of my life, I've had to learn how to be in control or I wasn't going to survive. And sometimes it's a double-edged sword, and I know that can come against me. But when it comes to the spirit realm, not letting go of control and not learning to surrender really will be a sense of boxing shadows. You're going to put yourself in a situation where you're needlessly worrying about things that aren't, well, basically, they're not your business. If you say you believe in God and you've committed yourself over to a life and a walk with God in the spirit realm, you've got to let God do God's job. And you have to surrender. You have to surrender what could happen. Now, we're talking about the future in that sense. So an amazing thing to understand about my God is he's omnipresent. Omnipresent is yesterday, today, and forever, tomorrow, the future. You know, you have to realize if you serve an omnipresent God that the surrender goes in all those directions. Therefore, I surrender my past to God. I surrender my present to God, and I surrender my future to God. Omnipresent God, you can practice the surrender part of your faith in all three of those ways. Furthermore, you should be doing that. Now, you guys know I believe in Jesus Christ. I say that all the time. Now, that just adds a lot more extra to that. Because basically, if you say you believe in Jesus Christ and you haven't learned how to surrender in your faith, you're going against the very principle of why he died on the cross. It's a smack in the faith in the spirit realm if you don't learn to surrender and you tell me you believe in Jesus Christ. You got to walk that walk. How do you surrender? How do you surrender? Ladies and gentlemen, it's a two-step program. It's a two-step process. It really is. It's so easy. You pray about it, and you pray, and you pray, and you pray, and then you just let it go. You give it to God, and you go to bed. You let it go. That's all there is to it. That's trusting in that faith process. And it works. It really does work. People wonder why I want to serve some, what do they call it, imaginary old man in the sky? Because the imaginary old man in the sky works. Not stupid. Yeah, that's right. The old imaginary man in the sky, it works. I've seen it work in my life over and over and over and over. If it didn't work, okay, well, I don't know. I might have to double check what I believe if it didn't work. But it does work, but you have to have the knowledge in the eye how to make it work. You know, I can't go out and compete in a black belt competition if I'm not a black belt. I've seen people do it. It's not pretty. Listen, there's some schools and stuff out there. They, what's the kind word to say this? They promote you so expeditiously that by the time you're a black belt in my organization, you'd be a very low red belt or maybe even a high green belt. You'd be way down there. I mean, just because people are so black belt happy, they don't want to put in the time and the effort and they don't have the patience. So to get the money for what's going on, a lot of times these sellout master instructors or karate school owners will give them a expeditious black belt. Good, go ahead. Put them in the ring with my black belts. I'll show you what will happen when you do that. It ain't pretty. Because a real black belt puts in the time and expends what needs to be expended and studies to make sure that when they get in the ring, they have the faith to surrender to whatever will happen. Competition is a beautiful thing. If you don't have the faith to believe that you could actually pull through when you get in that ring, you're going to go down. See, that's faith in its own. That's believing in yourself. Nothing wrong with that. I've done it many times. I've done it many times. Sometimes I won, sometimes I lost, but even when I lost, I won because I beat myself. I beat the fact that I had fear that I could get my booty handed to me. I beat that factor, so I win anyway. But you see, that's the same kind of faith in the physical realm that you need to expand into the spiritual realm. That surrender to know that you're prepared to handle whatever may come your way. And you pray about it and you let it go. See, when you pray, it's like studying to be the black belt. When you pray to God, it develops. It puts muscles in your faith. It makes you have reasoning and understanding and knowledge just by praying and praying, praying to divine God, praying and praying. And then you get to the point where you know you have to surrender it. And you just trust that process. Trust that process, ladies and gentlemen. It does work. I want to tell you a little bit of a story here. When I worked for an NBC affiliate in Pennsylvania, a horrible tragedy happened. You may remember this. This was years and years ago, but an insane guy, or I don't know what his problem was. He was a shooter, an active shooter, went into Amish country. And he went into the schoolhouse and he shot up like five little girls. They were only like 8 and 9 years old. Amish girls, little Amish girls. And their school there in Amish country. Horrible thing to think, such a shedding of innocent blood like that. You know, they captured him, but as is the case most times, you can't bring back the dead into the physical realm. And there was nothing that could be done about it. And I remember specifically somebody asking, a reporter asking a mom of one of the young girls, and you may have heard me tell this story, how has this changed your faith as an Amish person? And I'll never forget her answer. It settled in me to the point that it's one of those things, I'll go to my grave, I'll never forget this mother's answer. She said, "I will forever be on my knee, saying, not my will, but thy will be done, O Lord." How can a mother say something like that? That's maturity in the spiritual realm, ladies and gentlemen, to say, I have to surrender it. I surrender it. I'm not going to give up what I believe. I'm not going to question why. I surrender it. Because I believe and I have faith in God to that point that I can do that. Wow. Spirituality is about surrender. Let's say you don't believe in God. I don't know. There's people believing all kind of things. You know, I don't know, believe in Mother Earth. Okay, let's say you believe in Mother Earth. If you don't have the surrender behind your faith, you can't even believe that, can you? There's a certain part of you have to let go of for faith to be activated. And faith can be activated in a lot of ways, not necessarily in the power of good things, not in the power of my God or my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Faith can be activated in a lot of things, occultic practices, even Satanism. You can activate faith in that, and it's a very powerful thing. Because we're all created in the image of God, no matter what we choose to believe. And we do have a divine ability, even inside of our own self, to make things happen. You still have to surrender to the thought of what you're doing to make these things happen. Yeah, there's power in your mind, your positive thinking, or within yourself, or whatever you want to call it. There's power in that. But I'm going to tell you right now, and if you don't want to hear, if you don't want to hear me get Jesus-y, then turn this off now, okay? Because I'm telling you right now, there's only one great power source, and it has the shedding of blood to back it up, and that's my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It is the one true power source, the greatest power source, let me say that, because you can get power in a lot of ways, a lot of ways. But the greatest power of all is through the love, blood sacrifice of Jesus Christ. That's a very deep principle. If you don't have spiritual understanding, you may not even understand why people even say that. But I want to encourage you to go to the Eden Assignment Warfare series if you want to know more, because I talk about that stuff on that series, because, you know, people can only take so much at a time, and I can get real deep with this stuff. But I want, right now, I just want to keep it as kind of an inspiration, an inspirational thought starter for you to think about you saying that you're a person of faith. Good for you, you're a person of faith. Faith encompasses a lot of things. It's like the term automobile. I have an automobile, ladies and gentlemen. I drive an automobile. What kind of automobile is it? That's most helpful to know. All right? I'm a person of faith. Well, what kind of faith is it? That's the first thing I ask. And I believe in God. All right? Well, we're getting a little bit warmer. Because even the devil believes in God, if you read Matthew. He's challenging the Son of God right there. So you believe in God? Okay. What's your power source? Some people stop at that. I'm not here to tell people what to believe. That's your business. May your spiritual journey culminate to the place that you have the understanding of even what I understand and more. Even more than what I understand, ladies and gentlemen. I hope that I can encourage you, though, to at least reconnect with the true power source, my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That's what I'm here to say today. And that's why I told you, if you didn't want to hear it, you could have turned me off a long time ago, but obviously you're still listening. Not my will, but thy will be done. Wow. Can you do that, guys? It's not as hard to do it now as it is to have to do it for your past when people have mistreated you. That's a very hard journey to actually say, well, God, not my will back then, what happened to me as a child or a young person, but may your will be done even in that today. May your will be done in that. People who are going through hard times right now, can you actually say, not my will, but thy will be done? The ultimate surrender, because I still believe. I used to get a little upset with people when they said, I question God, my faith is wavering, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, well, you know, I've learned to be a little more patient, but then it's like, who are you to challenge God? Why do you even want to challenge God? Why do you do that? I mean, I felt it was disrespectful to do that. But, you know, I've gotten older and I've gotten a little more softer in my heart, where I understand that people go through some hard, hard stuff. And they wonder why God has forsaken them. And that's where this comes from, if God has forsaken them. But these, my friends, and if this is you, I want to say it again. This comes from a situation in your faith where you don't know how to surrender. You have to surrender it. Let it go. Pray. Let it go. Pray more. Let it go. Pray more. Pray, and then pray some more. Especially now. Pray. Please, somebody pray out there for what's going on in the world. Woo! Hold fast to your faith, ladies and gentlemen. Understand that the people you think that are so groovy and cool with God more than you, they just have learned to activate that faith to the point that they just surrender stuff. Everything. Your relationships, are they problematic? Pray about them and then let them go. That's hard to do. Your health, that's the hardest of all. Your health, is your health a problem? Pray about it. Have other people pray for you. Let it go. Put it in the will of God. Surrender it. That's a real warrior to be able to surrender. For you warriors out there listening in the military and law enforcement, you're admirable that you leave your house every day or wherever you are, knowing that you may come back in a body bag to your family. May God bless you and give you extra covering of safety, and may the angels be with you as you go about every day in these very troubling times. And know that people are praying for you that you don't even know. You may not hear about the people praying for you that you don't even know, but I'm telling you they are. I got my hand raised. I'm one of them. I'm praying for you because you are activating your surrender just by the fact that you're being a woman. All right. Well, that's my assignment for this week. I'm Karen Eden. I'll tell you again to pray. Everybody pray. We'll get through this because where faith together combined becomes strength in numbers. I'll see you next time on the Eden Assignment. Bye-bye.